Today we're going to work on a problem that affects a neighborhood in Brooklyn. A real life problem. Brooklyn is a really large borough or community that is part of New York City. And the problem is that it has very few small parks. And there's not many places where people can just play basketball, soccer, or just, you know, sit on a bench. The good news is, in two neighborhoods in Brooklyn, people are thinking about developing two parks. One of the neighborhoods is called Carroll Gardens. Now there's an empty lot in Carroll Gardens that measures 50 meters by 100 meters, and it looks something, you know, like this. Here's what was decided in Carroll Gardens. The people of Carroll Gardens agreed that 3/4 of this lot will be devoted to a playground for children. Then 2/5 of that playground will be covered up in blacktop, so children can play basketball and other games that you play on blacktop. So now that's what's happening in Carroll Gardens. The other neighborhood in Brooklyn is called Flatbush. And there's also an empty lot there. And it also measures 50 meters by 100 meters. And it looks, you know, something like this. Now the discussion in Flatbush was a little bit different. When the residents thought about their playground, what they decided was that they would use 2/5 of their lot, of that lot, for a playground for children. And 3/4 of that playground will be blacktop so that kids can play basketball and all the rest of that stuff. So the question you have, okay, is about blacktop. Is one neighborhood getting more blacktop than the other? Is there more blacktop space in one lot than in the other lot? And how would you convince people in these two neighborhoods that your mathematical conclusion was correct? Good luck.